This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the past decade, India has become the fifth largest economy. Addressing the opening ceremony of India Energy Week 2025, the Prime Minister emphasized that the country's solar energy generation capacity has increased 32 times. He mentioned that India is the third largest solar power generating nation. Mr. Modi added that non-fossil fuel energy capacity has tripled.
बीते 10 साल में जो भारत ने हासिल किया है उससे ये विश्वास पैदा हुआ है कि ये टारगेट भी हम जरूर हासिल कर लेंगे। बीते 10 साल में भारत 10th लार्जेस्ट से 5th लार्जेस्ट इकोनॉमी बना है। बीते 10 वर्षों में हमने अपनी सोलर एनर्जी जनरेशन कैपेसिटी को 32 टाइम्स बढ़ाया है। आज भारत दुनिया का तीसरा सबसे बड़ा सोलर पावर जनरेटिंग नेशन है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris today, aimed at further strengthening India-France relations. Several important bilateral deals are also expected to be signed between India and France. He will take part in the AI Action Summit today, where India is co-chairing with the objective of establishing global AI standards and promoting responsible AI development. Last night, Prime Minister received a warm welcome upon his arrival in France. Upon landing, he was greeted at the airport by France's Minister of the Armed Forces, Sébastien Lecornu. Despite the chilly weather, the Indian community in Paris gave Prime Minister Narendra Modi a heartwarming welcome. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the two-day international conference on Unani Day today in New Delhi. Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh will also be present on the occasion. The 11th of February is celebrated annually as Unani Day to honour the birth anniversary of the renowned Unani physician, educator and freedom fighter Hakim Ajmal Khan. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has launched India's first indigenous automated biomedical waste treatment rig, named Srijanam, at AIIMS New Delhi yesterday. Developed by the CSIR National Institute for Interdisciplinary Science and Technology, NIIST, in Thiruvananthapuram, the rig is the first of its kind in the country. In Jharkhand, the state matriculation class 10th and intermediate class 12 board examinations conducted by Jharkhand Academic Council, JAC, have begun from today. Around 8 lakh students are registered to appear in this year's exams. Matric exams are being conducted in the first shift from 9:45 a.m. in the morning, while the intermediate exams are scheduled in the second shift from 2 p.m. And now news from Mahakumbh. The Indian Railways has been working at a war footing to make special arrangements for pilgrims and tourists ahead of the Magh Purnima Snan tomorrow at the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav yesterday inspected the arrangements at Prayagraj Railway Station. Talking to media in Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said that government has made elaborate arrangements at 8 railway stations in the city for Mahakumbh. Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay is being remembered on his death anniversary today. Paying his tributes, Home Minister Amit Shah said Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay spent every moment of his life to restore the glory of Mother India. In a social media post, Mr. Shah credited Pandit Deen Dayal for establishing the principle of Antodaya in Indian politics and said his thoughts and principles will always inspire the countrymen to serve the people. The domestic benchmark indices opened lower today as US President Donald Trump formally announced plans to impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminium imports coming into the United States. At 11 a.m., the Sensex was down 365 points or 0.47%. In badminton, in Asia Mixed Teams Championships 2025 will kick off today in Hinhao, China. Lakshya Sen and Malvika Basod will lead the Indian challenge. And that is the end of this news bulletin.